name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. On this day, we commemorate all saints. It's easy to remember because you don't have to remember anyone, just all of them. We heard in the epistle today about being surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. That's evident, first of all, by all of you here today. What a wonderful crowd. And also, on our walls, another crowd of witnesses. Elsewhere in the gospel, we hear Jesus say that he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. This is important because we die. There's no way around that. That's what it means to be human living this life. We die. But what he means when he says that is that in him we have life everlasting. Right? Hopefully that's not groundbreaking news to anyone here. And so we become part of that great cloud of witnesses. That's what it means to be the God of the living. When we die a physical death, we don't die a spiritual death. We know what happens to us. We know that what we do directly affects that, our experience of it anyway. That in order to be like this great cloud of witnesses on the walls, this great crowd of witnesses here needs to do everything in their power to come closer to Christ. So when we remember all saints, we remember all of those people, known and unknown, that have done that through their life. It's that unknown part that's important, though. Sometimes we look through the big old lists of saints, and it's easy to think that that's exhaustive, but it's not. Those are the people we know about, the people that wrote great works, or the people that defended against heresy, the people that bore great witness through martyrdom. But that's not everyone. In fact, it's far from everyone. Those are the people we know about. But there are untold people. So many people that lived out their life, maybe as a cobbler back in the day, or a chef. People that didn't make huge waves with their life, but nevertheless were faithful to God. They worked on themselves to become Christ-like, to move themselves out of the way, and to move closer to their Savior. That's what we all do. At least that's what we should all be doing. If you're not, then I'll have confession over there after Vespers on Saturdays. That's what it means to become part of that great cloud of witnesses, to become like Christ. And it's not an easy thing to do. We remember the great ones, so to speak, because they provide amazing examples. People that went above and beyond what most of us will ever have to experience. Most of us don't have to deal with martyrdom or people actively drawing large congregations away from the church. A few Sundays ago when we remembered the first ecumenical councils and the fathers that defended against Arianism. We don't have quite that same level of defending the faith, but that doesn't mean that we can't emulate them in our lives. No matter where we find ourselves, whether we are humble, a stay-at-home parent, or whether we are businessmen or a programmer, there's a lot of tech people around here, right? That doesn't make you any less saintly. Your profession honestly doesn't really matter. That's what puts food on the table. But what actually matters is here today, the food you are about to receive. The spiritual food, right? Communion. That's what brings us closer to Christ. It's not enough to just come here, as good as that is, as much as that can help change us little by little. But it's the active participation that actually matters. It's coming to communion. It's doing your prayers. It's going to confession. If someone makes an off comment about Christianity at work, maybe don't just go along with it and laugh along with them. That's what it means, that active participation, being involved in one way or another. Whatever that looks like in your life, because, like I said, There are so many saints, most of whom we don't know about, who lived such a wide variety of lives. There is someone to match everyone here, whether we know about them or not. It should be, hopefully, a comfort to know that we're not alone. We know, of course, Christ walks with us. We bear his image on our chests. We often carry his cross on many different items, whether liturgical or not. But there are people just like us who had just the same struggles. Those are the people that we pray to when we need help. Those are the people that are there for us, that understand, that walked the same lives we are. Make use of them. It's wonderful, of course, to pray to the Lord and pray to his mother. Of course. And never set that aside. But it's also nice to confess to someone who has a story that resonates with you, whom you feel a different kind of connection to. They are there as examples. Follow them. Get to know them. Hopefully you each all have patron saints. Do you know the story of your patron saint? When did they live? What did they do? Get to know them. They're good people. Emulate them. So, as you leave here, remember, every single day we commemorate a big list of saints. And every single day there are probably double, triple, quadruple that we don't know the names of. Remember them. They're important. Read their lives. See how you connect with them. And then, emulate them. Be as much like them as you can. So that when you come to church, it's not just a once a week thing, or maybe if you come to a Wednesday or Friday liturgy two or three times a week, but it's an everyday thing. Because being a Christian is an everyday thing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.